A small corner of Iraq took a step away from war today and towards whatever comes next. U.S. Marines moved into the southern city of Kut, which fell with little resistance, and part of the victorious army began working out the rules under which it will deal with Iraqi civilians. NPR's Steve Inskeep spent the afternoon at the U.S. Marine checkpoint just outside Kut.
The Marines were looking for Iraqi fighters fleeing the city, so they set up a checkpoint on the road. And just to make sure nobody drove around it, they used explosives to blast trenches in the desert to the side.
Fire in a hole, fire in a hole, fire in a hole.
The 24th Marine Expeditionary Unit was stopping every car, looking for weapons or ammunition or soldiers still in uniform. "It's pretty cool," said a lance corporal. "You get to meet all kinds of people."
"Hey, stop! Hey, stop! Stop! Hold it there! Over here!
Over here!
Stop.
Hold the car
over!" "Excuse us.
Come here."
The passenger in a pickup truck wore a green uniform with stars on the shoulders. It turned out to be a police uniform, so the Marines let him go. Other men arrived with weapons in their cars and ended up wearing plastic handcuffs as they sat by the side of the road. Marines lay alongside the road holding automatic rifles, while Major Brian Neal held a pump shotgun.
"I think, despite the language that anyone speaks, what we call the international language of violence, people will quickly understand what you want them to do or comply with the events that have to occur, whether it be a search or any kind of military action."
Some of Neal's fellow Marines have been killed at car bombings at checkpoints like this one. The Marines want to destroy the last resistance. But as the morning became afternoon, the search became more complicated. Some drivers say they waited 2 hours to get through the checkpoint. One man said, "This is democracy." Orders said to search everyone, but women objected to being touched by male Marines. The Marines decided to let some women go.
"All right.
A farm tractor rolled up at 2 or 3 miles an hour. Warned to stop, at the point of a gun, the driver signaled that he had no brakes. The Marines let him roll through. A man riding a donkey was searched and then escorted through. The Marines even released 4 men who were carrying Kalashnikov rifles. They were driving in an armored vehicle belonging to Saddam Hussein's Ba'ath Party, but they managed to explain their situation to Major Clint Neusberger, who speaks Arabic. They said they were members of an opposition group driving to find food. Neusberger believed them and had their handcuffs removed, keeping only their guns. In the end, the Marines took no prisoners among the thousands who passed here today.
"You know, what you saw here today is more like a police officer just asking some basic questions to see if the story makes sense. It really is delicate trying to make sure in a short amount of time as possible, vet their stories so that one of these Marines doesn't get shot by someone who's Saddam Fedayeen or one of the, or Ba'ath Party militia. But at the same time, you don't want to alienate the populace who you're coming here to liberate."
The other day, a Marine general spoke to his troops in this area. The general warned, "What we can do real fast here is win the war and lose the peace." In this part of Iraq, U.S. troops are about to shift from wartime operations to winning the public's hearts and minds. And by the end of the day, the Marines had stopped searching every car. They decided to search only selected cars, a concession to the sensibilities of a populace they need on their side. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, outside Al Kut, Iraq.
To see some of Steve Inskeep's photos from the checkpoint at Kut and more coverage of the war in Iraq, go to our website, npr.org.